And they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is Trinity Sunday, and we rejoice in that revelation that God has made to us, that He is indeed God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And I'm grateful, Cole, that you actually anticipated next week, because if you heard what he last said before I so rudely interrupted the reading of the epistle for next week, he declared, God is love. Now we hear that in the first epistle of St. John in the fourth chapter, God is love. And how do we understand that? How do we understand that God is love? We see God show himself to us, that he is a God of love through his fatherly love toward us. And so we understand the Father's love. God the Father loves us. And how do we receive his love? Well, in the first place, we hear from St. James that all good things come from above, from the Father of lights. And so every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, from the Father. So any good that we have ever received, and if we begin to try and count our blessings, we will find that they are innumerable blessings. We can't count them. All good things that have come to us have come from God the Father. He is the source of all our being, the Father above who pours out his love to us. And so every good that we have ever known comes from the Father, who is the ground of all being and who has given us our being. We are created by his love. The abundance of his love has brought us into being. And his will is our salvation. And he loves us now and forever. That never changes. So the very one who is the author of all reality loves us. God the Father loves us. We know his love by every good that we have ever received. All things come of thee, O Lord, of thine own have we given thee. All things come of thee, every good and perfect gift from above. And the way that we understand the Father's love to us in perfect form is that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. So his love is perfectly made known to us, manifest to us, by the gift of his Son, Jesus Christ. So Jesus is God the Father's love letter to us. That is love made manifest, love that we can see, love that we can touch and understand. And so here is the love of God toward us in God, the Father, who gives to us his only Son, that we might not perish but have everlasting life. And this God who has given us to his Son, out of God the Father comes God the Son, who is ever begotten of the Father. And so we believe in one God, and we believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who is God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten of the Father, not made, not created, but begotten of the Father, and who has come down to rescue us from sin and from death and from the devil. And so now we see the love of God the Son toward us. And how do we understand his love? God is love. God the Son shows his love to us by his pity toward our human race. He saw our human race bound by sin, now disappearing. The beauty of God who created man in his own image, now he sees that being destroyed by sin as man begins to disintegrate from sin, disintegrate and return to the nothingness from which he was created. And so out of pity, God the Son comes from highest heaven and enters into our human history by becoming one of us, born of Mary. And we see now the love of God the Son toward us in his deep humility. He humbles himself to become man. And we see the suffering love of Christ. He humbles himself to all the pains of what it means to be a human born into a fallen human race. He is not fallen himself, but he identifies with those who are in sin. And he suffers the pains of birth in a natural way, into the cold of the Bethlehem night. He suffers all the indignities and all the difficulties of childhood. He suffers the pains of being hunted and his family hunted and harried by Herod. in the slaughter of the innocents in Bethlehem, which they escape. He knows all the difficulties of what it means to grow in measure and stature and in favor with God and man. So if you've ever experienced growing pains, which I hope you're experiencing growing pains still, don't stop growing. Jesus knows what those growing pains are. And we have seen over the last half of the year that we call the Semester Domini, the Lord's half, we see the love of the Son toward us. How do we see his love? God loves us. God the Son loves us, and we see that, especially in the season of the church year that begin with Advent. How do we see God's love, God the Son's love to us in Advent? Because we anticipate the second coming of Christ, Jesus who said that he would come again. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there ye may be also. If it were not so, I would have told you. So he promises to come again. We know his love toward us in anticipating the return of the one who is our salvation. That when that last day comes, we may look up and rejoice because our salvation has come in his fullness. We see the love of God toward us, God the Son toward us, again, in the humility of his birth. We celebrate that at Christmas. In all the ways that he brought forth the kingdom of heaven, this is recorded by his teaching, by the miracles, the signs and wonders that confirm his teaching, that show that he is indeed the fountain of the kingdom of heaven. It pours out of him in his ministry, Epiphany. We see that in the season of Epiphany. We see then his willingness to go the distance for us. And so he sets his face like a flint toward Jerusalem and unwavering does what must be accomplished. And so he suffers for our sake. We remember those the suffering love that he has toward us in Passiontide, his death for us, Good Friday, his resurrection from the dead on Easter Day. We see the power, the love of the Son of God toward us in his resurrection, that indestructible life that he shares with us now. We see the glory of his ascension, where he returns as man to the highest throne of heaven, and now is enthroned in glory at the right hand of the Father. We see his patient love toward us, God the Son, who is now our great high priest, who is ordering all things together for good for us. We have a great high priest who has been touched with our infirmities, who knows what it's like to suffer. And now we can come with boldness, with faith, and make our requests made known unto him, because he is one of us. And so we can approach and pray through Christ to God the Father. That has been opened out to us, that now we can approach the throne of grace with boldness and pray to our Father in heaven. So God the Son loves us in all these ways that we see ultimately. How does God the Son love us? We see the outstretched arms on the cross, again, that limitless love poured out to us by his gift, which is his life that he pours out for us. So God the Son loves us by giving us himself, by giving his life. And we believe in God the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father through the Son. And so here now we see the monarchy of the Holy Trinity, the Father who is the source of all being, God the Son who is ever begotten of the Father, the Holy Spirit who ever proceeds from the Father, and he is the Holy Spirit of truth. And how do we know the love of God? We know the love of God, the Holy Spirit, by all a manner of different blessings. Indeed, it is the love of God, the Holy Spirit, that makes real to us the love of God in the Son and of the Father. So no man can call Jesus Lord except by the Holy Spirit. And so if ever you've come to a knowledge of the truth, if ever you knew something that was, you know, right and good and noble, virtuous, that's God the Holy Spirit showing you that. That is the gift of grace coming to you. If ever you came to when you did come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, that was a gift of the Holy Spirit to you. That is his love pouring out to you. He is the one who activates the church. He is the vivifying spirit of the church, and the one who extends the incarnation of the Son of God through time in the sacramental life of the church. And so when we come here to receive the body and blood of Christ, that is made real to us. It is made activated for us through the agency and the gift of the Holy Spirit. And so he is active right now in all these things, that we know God through the work of God the Holy Spirit as he pours out his love to us. So all sanctifying grace, all the ways that we have been come into a knowledge of the truth, every time our heart has been convicted of sin and we saw that we were in the wrong and came to repentance and asked God to forgive us and then came into the right, every time we have come in that place, God the Holy Spirit, that's his love toward us. And we receive that today. And so today we rejoice. It is a day where we rejoice in God's love to us. God is love. God the Father loves us. God the Son loves us. God the Holy Spirit loves us. And today is that great festival of rejoicing in the love of God toward us, which has called us into being, which is blessing us now in his love that has no end. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.